The first-floor hallway of Corbett was bright with fluorescent lights and smelled strongly of smoke from Damley House and Feverel Hall. Dinky Earnshaw was seated in a folding chair to the right of the door marked Proctor's Suite, smoking a cigarette. He looked up as Roland and Jake approached, Hoy trotting along in his usual position just behind Jake's heel. "How is he?" Roland asked. "Dying, man," Dinky said and shrugged. "And Susanna?" "Strong. Once he's gone..." Dinky shrugged again as if to say it could go either way, anyway. Roland knocked quietly on the door.
"Who is it?"
Susanna's voice, muffled. "Roland and Jake," the gunslinger said. "Will you have us?" The question was met with what seemed to Jake an unusually long pause. Roland, however, didn't seem surprised. Neither did Dinky, for that matter. At last, Susanna said, "Come in." They did. 5. Sitting with Oi in the soothing dark, waiting for Roland's call, Jake reflected on the scene that had met his eyes in the darkened room. That, and the endless 3/4 of an hour before Roland had seen his discomfort and let him go, saying he'd call Jake back when it was time. Jake had seen a lot of death since being drawn to Midworld, had dealt it, had even experienced his own, although he remembered very little of that. But this was the death of a comm-mate, and what had been going on in the bedroom of the Proctor Suite just seemed pointless and endless. Jake wished with all his heart that he'd stayed outside with Dinky. He didn't want to remember his wisecracking, occasionally hot-tempered friend this way. For one thing, Eddie looked worse than frail as he lay in the Proctor's bed with his hand in Susanna's. He looked old and, Jake hated to think of it, stupid.